time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Kyle Van Noy met with the media following the Ravens' win over Cleveland on Saturday night.
Well, what did it take for this team to, like 4 games ago, you were trailing the Steelers by a couple games in the division. Now you're celebrating being AFC. What did it take for this team to go from that point to champions?
Took a lot. I think back to even before everything we've gone through so much as a team. I just want to take a time of just to shout out Joe D and his family. I got chills saying that because Joe D's with us. Jacoby Jones, his family. We know they're with us, and we're just so grateful to put on a proud display of football for them and go through what we've gone through as a group, whether it's, car accidents, injuries with players, the sicknesses that we've had. Just, I know all teams go through it, but, just this specific group, coaches included, of, starting 0-2, just the journey of the season to be where we're at with the strength of schedule that Coach just talked about, to be where we're at, division champs and arguably the best division. I know, everyone thinks NFC North, but still the AFC North, I think, is the toughest division. And to come out champs, it's awesome. And we're grateful to celebrate that tonight. But we have bigger and better things to worry about, and which is the wild card weekend. I was here last year for the AFC Championship, and this is all great. But our mindset's changed to get this first game. All the focus, we're not guaranteed anything after next week. So our main focus is to get to next week and have that 1-0 mindset. It starts with Coach. He set the tone right here with this great interview he had. Hopefully I can piggyback off that, and then LJ. And then we're going to keep it moving to, everybody's going to be the best they can hanging out tomorrow, and then Monday show up, be ready to go.
Kyle, the trajectory of this defense this season, from the start of the season to now, and how you performed, especially since the bye week, how have you, as a leader of the unit, seen the improvement slowly as we've been building towards the postseason?
No, you guys are with some good questions already. I think, honestly, we just had to take it upon ourselves as players. We felt like coaches were doing enough, and as players, we needed to step up individually and take ownership and really just battle it out. You had high expectations coming off a season like we did the year before, the expectations to do that right again with kind of the changes that we had with the same players. It was kind of like our job to fix it. And I think we rallied it together. We had some good times together of communication and really locking in. And, the offense, we're grateful for the offense carrying us for a while to figure that out. And that's what good football teams do. They just find a way to win no matter what. They allowed us to mature as a group and be competitive and finally just turn the script and finally play Raven football on defense.
Kyle, what did you think of Michael Pierce's interception?
Ooh, man. My knees hurt after watching. we got to work on that slide a little bit. But honestly, you see the team, the love that we got for each other. The whole team cleared the bench to celebrate MP. His situation this year, battling an injury, and then to get back and to be ready and, just be MP, the leader that he's been, the quiet, grab your lunch pail type of guy. But it's just, he's that constant, kind of like you sit back in the back of the room like, okay, we're good, MP's here. And just to have him have a play like that is incredible. I mean, kudos to him. He could play, I think he played running back in the day.
How fulfilling was it for you on top of the season that you to hit the financial incentive there today?
Yeah, it's always awesome. But for me, I'm always worried about the win. I'm a winner. Our teams were full of winners, and that's all we're worried about is winners. Or excuse me, winning the game. But it's nice to put it in my pocket, though.
So, Ndafe Owe join you in the double-digit sack club. Just what have you seen from him this season and his development?
Super proud of him. A lot of high expectations for him coming in as a first-rounder. you know, has battled some injuries early in his career, but just his work ethic to keep going, his belief in himself, just super proud of him. I think, you know, something that we want to do is have double digits. I think it's the first time since Doomerville and Suggs to do. That was one of our goals together that we had, and it's awesome to accomplish that together.
You touched on this a little bit, I think, already, but has it felt in a way like an 11-month journey from that disappointment at the end of last year to you're back to having the opportunity again?
Yeah. What was your question on that?
Does it feel like a complete story? I mean, does one thing relate to the other? I mean, have you guys been thinking about getting to this point?
I mean, we would all be lying if we said we hadn't been thinking about it. I think, you know, me and Coach Harbaugh had a conversation earlier, and I told him I didn't leave my house for a week after that. And just that mindset, you know, as you get closer in my career, you're closer to the end. And those chances, you don't want them to slip. And it's all I've thought about all off-season training. We as a group during training camp, it's been on everybody's mind, LJ's included. And, you know, we haven't forgot about that, and we hope we can correct that mistake. But it doesn't matter. We can talk about the AFC Championship all we want, but we got to get through the wild card game. That's our main focus. That's all we're focused on as a team, is just take these next 7 days, 8 days, wherever we're at, and take it one day at a time.
Good.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.